be the best time of your life, then why does it suck so bad? Because you're not listening to the Growing Boulder radio show. Oh, wait, you are. Here are your hosts, Bill Schaefer and Mark Middleton.
Yes, indeed, folks. You have found one of the coolest things going today, the Growing Boulder radio show. I'm Bill Schaefer, Mark Middleton, sitting over there.
Hey, hey, hey.
Our next guest, folks, is the man who actually discovered that people are more productive. Are you ready for this? When they're awake.
A lesson you need to learn, Mr. Schaefer. You know, not quite the same scientific impact, perhaps, as the theory of relativity, but it has led him into the boardrooms of some of the world's biggest companies, where he uses humor and other worker-friendly tools to actually increase productivity. He is, in fact, Bill, one of the world's most sought-after consultants.
Yeah, he's incredible. We're going to get a little bit of his mojo now. Welcome Doug Dvorak to the show. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Mark and Bill, how are you today?
Doug,
we need a lift there, bud. I mean, there's so many people, you know, have worked for years in a career where, you know, you're afraid of management, you're intimidated by where you work, you don't really like it, you're counting the days to get out. But here comes a guy like Doug Dvorak who says, no, that ain't the way it needs to be.
Exactly. I think everybody is so stressed out now, especially with the looming threats of India and China, and research indicates that a working individual today will have 7 jobs over the course of their career. So there's a lot of stress out there. And I believe in our politically correct environment today, people are less apt to want to take a risk on humor. And I certainly believe that by infusing humor, awakening the right hemisphere of your brain where humor, motivation, and creativity occur, that if you can map or meld that with the left side of your brain, where we spend 95% of our waking hours when we're at work solving problems, that it really can make us more productive, more healthy, and happier human beings.
Wow. A lot to digest there.
I want to take you back to
your statement about the fact that the typical worker today will have as many as 7 different jobs, which I think is fabulous news for people that can go with the flow and can adapt. You know, in the old days, you got one job and it wasn't the right job. Oh, well. But that does bring a lot of stress, doesn't it? The fact that you're expected in many cases to get a new job. And if you've been somewhere for 4 years, people think you're a loser.
Exactly. But really the opposite is true. My research indicates that someone who has been at a job for 15, 20, or 25 years, in some cases, is less marketable than someone who changes jobs and enhances their skills every 5 to 10 years. Hmm. Now, that can vary, but you know, I think the velocity with which business is being conducted today, it's Mach 3 with your hair on fire each and every day, and it's perpetual whitewater. Are we going to get out of the whitewater? I submit to you, no. And that's why I believe if we take a little time to strengthen our right side of our brain, our muscle, that it really gives us a competitive advantage. And if you think about a gentleman, Howard Schultz, now many people don't know who Howard Schultz is, but if you go back in the time machine to 1971 to Seattle, Washington, this gentleman who came from very modest beginnings, grew up in the projects, housing projects and tenements in Brooklyn, New York, had a lot of creativity. He had some basic intelligence, a lot of motivation, but he had a high degree of humor and creativity. And those 3 stores back in 1971, Starbucks, Howard Schultz had a lot of vision, but if you walk into a Starbucks, you realize that all the employees are highly motivated. He gives all employees full and part-time health care. The level of creativity, the atmosphere, the ambiance, I think speaks to his right brain when he was developing the Starbucks franchise.
How about you, Doug? Tell us a little bit about your development. I know you started with the Second City Players, and maybe that's where some of your emphasis on humor came from. But at this point in your life, how are you growing bolder?
Well, I'm growing bolder. If we went back in the time machine to 1998, I was a sales and marketing executive with IBM, and I could, if I looked in the crystal ball, I could see that my life was pretty much going down the path I had thought. But, you know, sometimes life throws you curveballs. In May of 1998, my dad fell out of a window 3 floors to his death. He didn't jump. I was diagnosed with cancer, and my wife, my friends, and the authorities highly suggested that I get sober. So in that month of May, in one of my darkest time, I was thrown into the deep end, and I could sink or swim. And prior to that, in the early 90s, I attended the Players Workshop of the Second City to exercise the right side of my brain. And I always had enjoyed speaking, humor, connecting with people with humor. And the only way out is through, and I wanted to get through this process in the most healthy way that I could, and I found that humor really helped me. So I made a decision that my exit plan, you know, we all have one, or most of us have, you know, a one-year plan, a three-year plan, or a five-year plan. Suddenly when I was diagnosed with cancer, my five-year plan became a five-month plan, and I had to put it in high gear because, as you know, tomorrow is promised to no one. So I embarked on a full-time job after my full-time job, which was developing my speaking career to bring humor, creativity, and good karma to people. And slowly it has built to a very successful speaking and consulting career. And I'm doing what I love today, because when I was given that diagnosis and those other challenges in May 98, I recognized that life is short. We're only on this planet for a finite period of time, and I wanted to have more fun. I enjoyed my job, and I was very secure. I had a retirement plan. I had health benefits. But I realized that this was not my calling. My calling was to connect with people through humor and to use my life experiences, but also my experiences at Second City, near, you know, John Belushi, Jim Belushi, and all those people went. And it has really turned out to be an incredible journey.
Hey, Doug, we're into our final 30 seconds. Let's give the folks at home something they can use. How can normal people use humor or laughter to increase enhance their lives?
Well, I would suggest hanging around funny people. I would also suggest making some time for humor, be it a funny movie, going to a comedy club, reading some humorous material from Mark Twain or anything like that, just to exercise your humor muscle. Because we all don't come into this world to be stand-up comics, but I believe we all have an HQ, a humor quotient, just like we have an IQ, an intelligence quotient, or an EQ, an emotional quotient. I think we all have a humor quotient, and if we spend a little time each day trying to connect with people, because as Mark Twain said, the human race has only one truly effective weapon, and that is humor. And laughter truly is the best medicine.
All right, Doug Dvorak, you've given us something cool to think about with the left sides of our brain. My right side's still chuckling. So we want to appreciate you being on the program today, and keep chuckling, man, all right?
Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Growing Boulder Radio Show, where groovy guys and hip chicks hang out. Peace.